to the U. Chris Fade.
So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear.
Pretty Malik.
Don't listen to Chris.
And Big Rossi.
Want more food, yes.
Just stop.
The biggest prizes.
You just won! Yes! 50,000 euros!
With the biggest stars.
Bassem Youssef.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yo, what up? This is Usher, and I'm rocking with Chris Fade, man.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4. Let's get it.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:03, Monday, June 24th. We're back at it. Good morning, Pretty Molly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Hi.
Good morning, Nala.
Good morning.
We're all live in the Virgin Radio studios. All ready to go. I just felt my voice a bit out there.
Don't you start, Chris.
Well, this guy was sick.
We're going to discuss this later.
Rossi was sick. Remember, he said he wasn't sick on Wednesday, and then...
I got him sick to admit it.
Yeah, I know. People messaged me saying Rossi's just admitted that he was sick.
Liz got it off me.
Yeah, and I'm feeling a little bit...
Okay.
And now this morning, I said to him, you're still sick? He goes, no, I'm not. 30 seconds later...
like coughing up his lungs.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Rossi, listen to yourself.
Don't lie. You sound like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky 2.
Oh, great. He's a hero of mine.
Can you say Adrian?
Adrian!
It's exactly the same. Nala's back from vacation.
Yay!
How was Cyprus?
It was so nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I loved it. I'm tan, which is good.
Yeah, you got a bit of a tan.
Look at that.
I'm never tan. So.
You went for a wedding, right?
Yes, I went for a wedding.
The wedding was good?
The wedding was so nice. I cried my eyes out.
Yeah.
I was crying. But yeah, it was
I saw there were very many potential bachelors at the wedding, it looked like.
No.
I was slowing the movie down, the video to
the
see.
The movie.
Yep. He looks all right. He looks okay.
Yeah.
Any potentials?
No. I can say 99.9% were taken.
Oh,
there was one guy and no.
Let's not talk about it now because I've scheduled a break later.
Sorry, we can't talk about what we want to talk about. Rossi's scheduled into the show.
Yeah,
but
please.
You looked beautiful, Nala.
Thanks.
Like she was like ready. I was like, all right, Nala, calm down. It's not your wedding.
How old was the couple?
He's 30 and she's 27.
That's good.
How long do you think until they have children?
Way later.
Oh,
they
won't
just
do it.
Got a dog. So
they just got a dog.
Okay. Yeah.
I say kids within 12 months.
No, not a chance. They've been together for 8 years. They don't want a kid now.
You'll see.
8 years. 8 years.
You'll see. Mm. Pretty.
Hi.
Weekend good?
Yes, I spent it with you.
We had a good day yesterday, didn't we?
I saw.
Yeah, we went to Din Tai Fung.
Yum. Why do you have to say it?
That whenever I say Din Tai Fung, I have to give it that Din Tai Fung.
My favorite thing was going to Madame Tussauds with you, though.
I know. How cute was that?
It was really cute.
Whose idea was that?
So it was actually...
Was it yours?
No? My real friends wanted to go see it. My friends go see it.
And it was actually... it was your wife's idea. It was Brianna's idea.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you took people who came on holiday to Dubai to go and see your...
Why not?
All my friends that come to Dubai, that's the first thing they say to me. Can we go see your Madame Tussauds wax figure?
Oh, do they? Fair enough. If they ask you, that's all right.
That's guys, every single one of them.
Do we understand? Like, I understand, Rossi, you make fun of him. But I posted this on my Instagram yesterday. Like, I'm looking at Chris... He has this wax figure at Madame Tussauds. Like, to me, that's phenomenal. Yeah. Not many people have that in the world.
He gets jealous. He doesn't like to talk about it.
No, not jealous.
I just think that's so amazing.
Yeah, thanks, Pretty. And thank you for showing the love to me. Thank you very much.
It means a lot. It means a lot. Like, he's across from Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Just crazy.
Yeah. And next to Justin Bieber.
Yep.
That's so true. That's just insane, guys.
Thanks, Pretty.
We did that yesterday.
So much.
That's cool.
We've got a big show lined up. We've got something called The Big Day Out. It returns. We're going to get you to Abu Dhabi, and we'll explain more on that coming up real soon. We've got the pop quiz back at 7:10 this morning. We've got a big show with you guys, so let's hang out together. First and foremost, I wasn't here on Friday, so whose song got chosen?
Me.
Oh, of course I got chosen when I wasn't here.
She was just supporting
you. Remember that.
I know, right? Look at how quickly the tide changed.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, Pick My Hit is coming up next, so give me a call right now. Let's get you on the show. 04871-5544. Be the first caller of the morning. All right, so be our first caller of the morning, but I need you to help us choose the next song that gets played right here on the Chris Fade Show. So phone lines are open. Let's go. Call me. 04871-5544. We're on. We're live. It's another week together.
Pick My Hits.
Desmond is on with us. Hello, Desmond.
Hello, good morning, Chris. Welcome back. Welcome back, Nola. Good morning to everyone.
Thank you.
Good morning, you absolute legend. How are you? How's Monday looking?
It's looking bright and it's looking good. We're on our way to work with my beautiful wife.
Aww, you and your
so
wife.
Cute. I love that.
Do you drive her to work and then you go to work?
Yes. So we live in Sharjah. We work in Dubai.
Okay.
So I drop her off first and then go to my work. When I come back, I pick her up again and we come back together.
It's so cute.
I love that.
Do you guys talk in the way in the car? Like, or is it just silent with the radio on?
We talk sometimes, but
busy
on her phone.
Yeah, because it's early morning, so you're sort of just like in your own little zone. You're waking up, yeah. You know, you're doing all that. It's pretty normal, you know, it's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Desmond, can you help us choose the next song that gets played?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. Here we go. We need you, Desmond. Let's go. Nalos, first up. What do you want Desmond to play?
I realized my song was not selected. It's All the Things She Said.
You pretty, what would you like after winning on Friday?
Desmond, I just want some good vibes for a Monday. How about Uptown Funk Bruno Mars? Me, just watch. Woo!
Don't believe me, just watch. All right, as he wipes the saliva from his lips, it's sick. Rossi, what would you like?
I would love some Kanye West, please, and Touch the Sky. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma test the
sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. It's got an ulcer. Is that what it is? On your lip?
I can see it. Rossi's angry.
Am I not supposed to mention that, Chad?
That's okay, a cold sort of thing.
Okay,
from being run down.
All right. Finally, Desmond, I think you're going to love this one. It's Michael Jackson. It's one of my favorites. Black or White. What a song.
Why is there a horse?
Desmond, which song do you want?
Oh, wow, they're really amazing. I'm very sorry, Pretty. I was going to pick your song until Michael Jackson came up.
I know. Oh. I understand, Desmond.
I love you, Desmond.
We knew it would happen.
It's going to be, yeah.
I love you, Desmond.
Yeah,
you're a good guy.
It was Michael Jackson all the way.
Let's go. You're a good guy. It's Double Point Monday.
Well done.
Oh, man, it's Double Point Monday. Desmond, you and your wife, lots of love. Thanks so much, all right?
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you too, man.
Have a great week. MJ. Black or White, this has got the sound effects and all.
I think it's
a good version.
It's the director's cut.
Yeah, it's Virgin Radio. Good morning. I saw him live, huh?
Lucky.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw him in Sydney.
That's amazing.
I would have been about maybe 12 years old. I still remember. It's such a great show.
I wish I got to see him. That would have been one, like... You know?
Yeah, it was such a great show. We're live here on the Chris Fade Show. Good morning. We're all back. Point update then.
So, Chris, you're on 20. I'm on 17. Rossi and Nala, you're tied at 11.
It ends next week, right?
Yeah, next Friday is going to be the last one.
Still anyone's game.
Really? Yeah.
Still anyone's game. Yeah, we're on vacation after next. We've got this week, next week, and then we're off for a couple of weeks. How long
so
are you
we
off for,
two
Pretty?
Weeks. We're off for 2 weeks.
You're only off for 2 weeks?
Yeah, same as you.
You didn't take any more time off?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rossi?
Why are you? No, yeah, we're the same, right?
Yeah, the same.
Wait, let's turn to Rossi.
How long is Rossi off for?
4 weeks.
When do you go off the wait? Have you finally figured out when your vacation starts?
12th, maybe.
Maybe. So he's still on.
You've had a massive weekend or something. You've come in, you're zero energy, you're lethargic, you're not feeling great, you've got a cold sore. What's going on?
I'm absolutely fine.
Okay, I'm not feeling it.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
You've been spotted twice over the weekend holding beverages in your hands at different types of hours.
Right.
So I think you've had a big weekend.
There's not much else to do in this heat.
You've even got your daughters around it, which I'll have a chat to you about later on.
Okay, Dad.
Okay, thank you. You got the cold sore because you said
12th of July is my last day of work, I think.
So I'm on my own
for a week.
Why don't you go? Oh, no, he's already told us why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The reason why is because, I'll tell you, hold on.
Liz has booked something that you need to go to.
No, not Liz.
Your sister.
Yeah.
But you know, you realize
if I was off on, for instance, the same time as you, I've got a holiday in Montenegro from the 29th of July to the 5th of...
So I you're going to be doing this show for 1 week on your own?
No, I'm happy to just...
Wait, but can I just interject here? And we shouldn't be having this conversation on the radio. You never told our boss this, and I believe Brent has changed his, like, done his vacation to be back when we leave for our show.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure what I've done wrong, because I put my holidays in the system 6 months ago.
Mm. Oh, so you did know these dates. You haven't told us.
I told you guys ages ago.
Mm. All right, so you're off, just so we know, from the 12th.
So 12th is your last day.
You're going to be here
apparently,
for you'll be here for a week without us.
But I'll just do some work behind the scenes.
I think you don't get to decide that. Yeah. James gets to decide that.
Well, I'm sure.
Just be warned, you could have it could be the Big Rossi show. The show that he wants.
If Brent's doing it, is he?
No, well, Brent's back when you guys are leaving. So it's you.
We'll work it all out.
No, he's back with I don't know.
What happens in normal jobs when people, like, if you're an accountant and you go away for a holiday, someone has to do all your work?
Yeah, so someone covers for you. Like, they'll be like, okay, if you need anything, this person is taking over.
Or like a surgeon.
Well, they have lots of other doctors.
Yeah, so the other surgeons have to do your jobs.
No.
That's crazy.
Everyone has to.
Train driver?
Yeah. They have like a rotation of people.
There we go, eh?
Everyone's got a sub.
Everyone's got a sub.
Easily replaceable.
What about an Olympian?
Don't have a sub there.
Yeah. Like, I'm taking 2 weeks off. Do you want to do the Olympics for me?
I don't think an Olympic athlete would be taking 2 weeks vacation during the Olympics.
Well, he might have. Maybe his sister booked a holiday.
You never know.
He needed to go.
Yeah.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what will we got? Pretty Malik.
Okay, big confirmation coming from Marvel. Benedict Cumberbatch says that he is going to be filming for Avengers 5.
Oh!
Returning as Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. That's huge news. So very, very excited if you're a Marvel fan. Elon Musk, he quietly welcomed his third child with Neuralink exec Siobhan earlier this year, meaning he now has 12 children.
What?
So we Elon Musk.
He's got 12 children?
Yeah, but his third with this woman. So
why have we only heard about one?
Yeah, the Zoe Grimes. Yeah.
Why does he have so many children?
I think he just wants lots of heirs to the throne.
But 12?
Either that, or he's an alien and he's trying to multiply as much as possible.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Did you see what he's doing?
What's he doing?
No.
He announced recently. It's like if you own a Tesla.
Yeah.
So basically, I may be a little bit off here.
Do you want me to find
But basically, he went on stage and he said he's going to form, like, communities. So let's say you're a Tesla owner like you are, Pretty, and myself.
Got it, yeah.
Let's say we're going away on vacation for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We leave our cars, we go onto the app, we say that our car is available for other people to drive.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like Airbnb, but for cars.
Right.
And then whilst we're on holidays, our car's being hired and being driven around, and we're making money on our car.
Oh, okay,
so no matter where you go around the world, you go to this Tesla app, and you're like,
you could just pick up the car.
There's some guy who's got his Tesla just left here. I'll go take it. You put in the code, it opens up, and then you just drive the car around. Similar to what they've got now here in Dubai, in the UAE. They've got that service.
The U-Car and all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Similar to that, but if you own a Tesla, you're instantly part of this community.
I don't want it. I'm okay.
You wouldn't do it?
You don't want people driving your car?
No, I don't want randoms in the car.
But what happens when you go to Amsterdam? You could use someone else's?
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I'll walk.
Okay. Ride a bike.
I'll ride a bike.
I'd do it. I wouldn't care.
Would you want someone in your car? Imagine.
I feel like my car is like my personal space.
So it's just a car, guys.
I don't know.
It's not just a car.
Okay, let's talk about Justin Timberlake. He's finally broken his silence after his arrest for driving while intoxicated. It happened earlier this month in New York. He was performing at a show in Chicago, and he looked visibly emotional when he addressed the crowd. Have a listen.
Right, here we go.
It's been a tough week, but you're here, and I'm here. I know sometimes I'm hard to love, but you keep on loving me, and I love you right back. Thank you so much.
Yeah, put the drink down, though, buddy.
Yeah.
Put the drink down.
Yeah.
Can't handle it, don't drink it.
And finally, Taylor Swift's three London concerts have been so eventful.
Yeah,
so eventful. Okay, first of all the stars were there. Tom Cruise, Hugh Grant, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher. The biggest one being Prince William, who was caught dad dancing.
Did you guys see that?
He's so cute, though.
I love that he was dancing.
I love it. Because he was there with his kids.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Like, that's a good dad move. Dance with your kids. Don't matter. Even though he's the, you know,
the prince. Yeah.
Do it.
So cute. Okay. Then Taylor Swift kind of went Instagram official with Travis Kelce. Then in the third show, she brings out Travis Kelce on stage.
Oh, I didn't know that, really.
So there's a part, I'm sure you saw this in the show because you saw her
in
LA.
Yeah.
There's a part in the show where she does a costume change on stage.
Yes.
And the dancers are dressed in a tuxedo and top hat.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring her in. So he carried her in. He did the makeup. He played the part like completely.
So good.
He did so well, which is amazing.
Well
so
done. And Prince William and the kids met Taylor Swift backstage.
Yeah. So they went IG official because of Prince William. He kind of did it for them.
Oh, yeah. That's so cute.
Because he well did done. Like a selfie with everyone.
Well done, yeah. Taylor Swift. She's still, Did you see the Foo Fighters gone on and said something like negative about her?
Did they?
Yeah, they're like she lip syncs. She doesn't really sing on stage.
How dare they?
Yeah, and then he was aware. He goes, you don't want to go up against Taylor Swift fans.
No, you don't.
But I think he has somewhat. Thank you, Pretty Malakitis, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's the yes or no game.
It's the yes or no game.
All right. Hola is with us. Hola, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, mate. Have I got the name right? Is it Ola?
Yeah, sure. It's hola, Dare, but hola is good for sure.
Hola, hola, hola. All right, hola. You're not allowed to use the words yes or no. Yeah or no. Normal conversation, okay?
Okay.
All right, your time starts right now. What are you doing?
I am getting ready for the work day.
What do you do for work, can I ask?
I'm a teacher.
Man, you sound like great. Good teacher voice.
Yeah.
What do you teach?
Science.
Yeah. Got him.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, who's in the car?
Who is laughing at you? Who is laughing at you?
Oh, my wife's right here.
You know what? Put her on. I'm going to give her a go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here she goes.
Okay.
I love, wifey, I love that you just like laugh so hard at that he lost. I love that. What's your name?
My name is Flora.
Okay, Flora. 30 seconds. You're not allowed to use the words yes or no, yeah or nah. Flora, your time starts right now. Flora, so you are married to Ola.
I'm married to Ola.
How long have you guys been married for?
4 years.
And where did you meet here?
We met in Dubai.
Oh, my God. Where are you from, can I ask?
Ivory Coast.
Okay, so you're from the Ivory Coast, and where's he from?
From the U.S.
I love that. And you guys met here in Dubai. Are you a teacher as well?
I am a teacher.
At the same school?
Different schools.
You know what? It's a horrible conversation, but she's won it. Well done.
Yeah!
Another moment.
Did you just hear?
Of women proving that they are better than us men. There you go. 1,000 dirhams to insurancemarket.ae is all yours. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you so much.
Hola, I'm sorry. She's going to be rubbing that into your face the entire week.
For sure.
She's going to tell everyone. You know, we played the Yesterday Night Game on Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
Hola couldn't do it. I won.
Yeah, I won.
I showed him.
Yeah.
Let's go! Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
I'd like to finally say thank you to Rossi. For once, he has come and helped me out with something.
Oh.
I've bought a car. And Rossi got me a discount.
Did you get a discount?
I got a discount.
Was that a good one?
It was all right. Yeah, it was an all right discount.
All I know is when Chris, you made the first, what did I say to you? Yeah. I was like, Rossi's going to love this forever and ever.
So I just figured if I publicly say thank you to him now, it's done.
Nope,
because
it's not.
He will just use this nonstop.
What do you mean? What car are you talking about? Just look down the camera
started,
as you say.
Look,
just look down the camera.
I knew this was going to get me into trouble.
I told you.
So Rossi is a very good ambassador for a brand called GAC.
So good that now, Chris, what car did you buy?
I bought a GAC.
Wow, you got the new one, the M8, have you?
Yeah, and it's just a big people mover, and it's gorgeous, and I bought it, and it's well priced, and but I got a small discount. It was maybe 5 or 6%. Off, right? But the guys were very, very good.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I can't believe you caved and bought it.
But I just want to. I just
flashes down the cash, no problem.
I figured.
You need a car.
I figured if I publicly say the thank you, this will put it to rest.
No,
it won't.
He won't ask because he's going to use this. There's going to be five years down the line.
He's
he'll be
still
like,
gonna use it.
Don't you remember when I got you that discount?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I risked everything there. They could have sacked me as an ambassador and like taken you on.
No. Look, I specifically said to them, Rossi has done a great job. The reason why I want the vehicle is because Rossi has showed it so well. And here I am. So I've bought the thing. It comes by the end of the week.
You're the third person who's bought a GAC because of me.
That's awesome.
This is so good.
Okay, so just there it is. I've got it out.
Nope. It's
Rossi, finished. Thank you very much, Rossi.
No problem.
Everyone can hear that?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Big Rossi, for connecting me with the GM and getting me that 6-7% discount. Thank you very much.
No problem. Anytime.
Chris.
Move on.
I think you're going to have to do it a few more times.
Nope. Yeah. I'm not doing it any more time. That is it. Because that was the only thing that I was wary about when
I
bought the
car. Can I put this on Instagram?
Yes.
This will be a post
Do
for
not
me.
Spot. No, you're not putting
I'll put it on my page.
No, you're not putting this on your Instagram.
Okay.
Come on. Please.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But it's a very good car, and you've done very well for
them,
Rossi.
Are you comfy?
I haven't seen the car that I bought. It's a typical Dubai story. I mean,
yeah, this is.
When's it coming?
We're sitting at Din Tai Fung yesterday having lunch, Pretty and I, with my family, and I've bought the car, and I've just said, I don't have time to go to the showroom. Could you just deliver it? Send me the link. I'll pay for it. And this.
Wow.
So they're doing
Look
everything.
Did you not see the car prior?
No. No,
you just
no,
bought,
he's, yeah. he,
I've
no,
seen
he's
it.
Seen
I've
it
seen
it
the car
okay,
prior,
okay.
as in, I've not the car that I've bought, but I've seen the car.
Okay.
And I like it. And I said, you know what? Just, I wanted the color white. Everyone outvoted me at lunch.
Yes, no,
said
not
black.
White.
We
yes,
got black. Black
job.
On black.
Good job.
Black so interior, bad.
Black.
Black, exterior.
Yeah, it's very
good job.
Very
Can
cool.
I just.
He's got massage chairs as well.
Yeah.
So Brianna's like busy with crews, right? And she's like, Chris was, they were sitting on opposite ends of the table, and I was kind of in the middle. So Brianna's looking at me. She goes, what is happening with Chris over there? Because he was on the phone the whole time, like walking around. She goes, at this rate, I feel like I'm going to have a car by the time I get home and finish with lunch. Like, what's going on? Literally, he just was like, yep, that sounds good. Okay, when's the car coming? I'll send someone to pick it up. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I needed the car by Thursday because I've got all the family coming in. So I've got my parents and my sisters and my brothers coming into Dubai.
Are they flying in together?
Separately. But I just knew that I needed to have the car in. So I said to the guys at the GAC, I said, I'll only buy the car if I get it by Thursday. And then
right.
They said, no problem. We can.
Well,
do
this
it.
Was the other offer I put on the table for him, and he turned it down. I said, don't be buying a car now just because your friends are coming on holiday. You can use my 7-seater GAC for as long as your family are here. And I'll take the McLaren in an exchange for a few weeks.
Oh, I wonder why he didn't go for that deal.
He didn't take me up on it.
Yeah,
strange.
I bought the car instead. But there we go. We'll finish it here. Monday, June 24th, 2024. I say thank you to Big Rossi for helping me out.
Wow.
Helping me out.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Now we're back from her wedding vacation, not hers.
Not mine.
Who got married?
My best friend, Melanie.
Is she really your best friend?
Yes, she is.
So
aww.
She was the first person I met in Dubai when
Aww,
I came.
Oh, cute.
So.
How'd you meet her?
In school.
What school?
SAIS, Sharjah American International School in Dubai.
Look at the success
Dubai branch,
story
yeah.
right there. Look at that.
It's a Sharjah school, but it's in Dubai.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Do they have one in Sharjah?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm guessing they do. Hopefully.
It must be, right?
I went for 1 year, so I don't know anything.
That was your final year of school, was
yes.
it? So your final year of school, you left Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So you, how many years of school did you do in Syria?
I did grade 1 to 10.
And then from then...
Turkey, I did 11.
You went to Turkey because of the war?
Yes.
So you left Syria, went straight to Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Did grade 11, and then 12 I did it here.
Oh, it must have been hard.
Yeah.
Was it hard? Like making friends, losing friends?
I was so worried about making friends here, especially because I'm coming grade 12 and everyone knows each other. But I was lucky that my friends are still my friends till now. So,
That's cute. She's your first one that you made here, and now she got married.
Yes.
You went to Cyprus.
Yes, I did.
Tell us how the wedding was.
The wedding was incredible.
Okay.
I cried my eyes out.
Sure.
It was so cute. There was a bit of drama.
Tell us the drama.
What do you mean there was drama?
There's always drama at a wedding.
Yeah, but this one, I think I felt like it was coming out of a movie or something. So
it's only drama if police were called, Nala, okay?
And they were.
What?
Oh, police were called.
A wedding. It sounds like a wedding in Liverpool.
A couple days.
Wow. All right,
it was
hold
a couple
on.
Days before the wedding.
Okay.
Let's just say my friend's wedding ring got stolen. Police were involved. It was a whole thing. And we think, we are not 100% confirmed, but we think it was one of the guests at the wedding.
What?
Wedding rings.
Allegedly one of the guests
allegedly,
at,
yes,
the,
I have to
at
say
the
that.
Wedding.
Yes.
You guys believe stole
the wedding
the
ring.
The wedding ring. The,
yes.
The bride's wedding ring.
Yes.
So what happened?
Did she get it back?
She did get it back. It was randomly placed back.
So what happened? Tell us that. What like? Tell us where it went missing.
Where it went missing. My friend was in the bathroom. She took her rings off, placed them there, left, came back to like literally a couple minutes later, and then we were gone. And there was an investigation.
Who was in the room?
In the bathroom?
Like in that room? Like who could have taken them?
Well, my friend, we have suspicion of one guest who came in. We got to see them on the CCTV cameras.
Oh, so the CCTV was looked at and everything?
Yes, everything was looked at. Police came. They searched through the whole bathroom.
How was the Cyprus police?
They were scary. I'm not going to lie.
They're scary,
yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, we need it.
I always find that when you're in another country, the police are always scary.
Yeah.
You know, in that country.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Especially when you get like bundled into the back of a van and drove halfway up a mountain.
I've never had that experience.
No, that never happened to us either.
Anyway.
That's another story for Rossi to tell us about.
Let's go.
So the ring was found. Did they figure out who did it?
We have assumptions, but it's not 100% sure.
Did you confront the person that you believe it is?
No.
You just let it be.
We let it be.
Wow.
My friend had so much like, you know, when you're holding yourself, she held herself together.
So the rings went missing. And then once the police and everything were called, what, the next day, they reappeared?
Yeah. They
so you believe
magically reappeared.
You believe that the person obviously freaked out.
And then put the rings
and
back.
And like, I better put this back.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh
man, if that's true.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's what I said, allegedly.
But like, why would this person do it, though? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Was this person a friend of the bride and groom, or they were like the plus one?
Plus one.
They were the plus one of someone.
Yes.
The ring, can we say brand carrot situation?
It was 3.5.
Wow, that's a big ring.
Yeah.
Well, is this guy a baller?
No, but he worked hard to get that ring.
Engagement, yeah.
Was it a real ring or one of the...
No, it's a real one.
You know, because
we're talking about lab-grown diamonds.
Lab-grown diamonds, which are a lot cheaper than the other ones.
Yeah, so it was that and a Cartier band.
Wow, that's a good amount of money. That maybe, I don't know.
His party sounds good.
A couple of 100,000 dirham, maybe, depending on the quality of the... Of it. All right. Well, she's got it back.
She's got it back.
Thank
she
goodness.
Got married with it, which is good, which she was scared about. So I'm happy for that.
I mean, I would kick the guest out the wedding.
But
there's no proof.
Yeah, there's
right?
no proof. It's just allegations.
I've been in a situation similar to that when we all went out. This was in Australia a few years back. We all went out, hired a holiday home.
Yeah.
Me and all my friends, and it was like a 6-bedroom place.
Yeah.
And I casually saw a couple in my room with Brianna, as in she wasn't in the room.
Yeah.
We walked by and I could see from afar they were in my room. And when I walked in, they looked like they were like, oh, we're just trying to find a phone charger.
But they were going through your stuff.
Yeah, later on, years later, I found out that one of them was actually, this is a sad story, was an addict. And they were just looking for cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's this?
This is in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're no longer together. He actually went to jail.
Wow.
Yeah. Good company you're keeping there, mate.
Fun vacation.
Good mates. Before I get into the pop quiz, I'll get a little sentimental here. I just realized that you guys, we've been doing this show for nearly 14 years together. And we've seen so many other morning shows just come and go around us. On different networks, on different stations, and yet we still are here, the three of us together. And yeah, it's just a good little feeling. So thank you. Thank you, Rossi. Thank you, Pretty.
Something wrong with him today. He's thanked me already, and now he's saying this. What's going on?
You got to be grateful. What did we say, Pretty?
Great. Gratitude is our
attitude.
Thank you, guys. Really gratitude is my attitude. So be grateful for the things that we have around us.
Yes, I agree.
And what a great addition with Nala now on the show. You've been with us for about a year now?
Five years
you've been working with us?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I love that every single year you go, it's been a year.
Five years you've been with us.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And look, what a great addition with Nala
being part of the show as well.
Yeah.
You know?
It's lovely.
It's good. What do you think, Russ?
It's a nice family.
What do you want to say? Let's get Rossi. Let's get him a little emotional here. Come on. What do you want to say, Ross?
I'm checking the dates I started, actually.
You're not.
I am?
Nala, look at his phone.
I'm on the one app trying to find the dates that I started.
Okay. Well, again, just wanted to say thank you. And thank you to you guys that listen to this show that make it number one, because without you, we wouldn't have this show. And we're just grateful, and I wanted to say that. Thank you. No, stop.
Money. The Chris Vachos 10K Pop Quiz. Ooh.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop. On Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank. Let's get it.
Ow!
Hello, Dawn, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you going?
I'm good. I'm nervous.
good to be nervous. Good to be nervous, Dawn. Welcome to winning 10,000 dirhams cash. Hopefully you'll do it today. What are you up to, Dawn?
I'm just on my way to work.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm a finance manager in a school.
Well, you sound like a finance manager. You do sound like you're in finance.
Doing a good job. You've got lots of money to count there, though.
There we go. You're 6 foot. What is it?
6 foot. I'm looking for a guy in finance.
Six fun. 6'5". Blue eyes.
Blue eyes. There we go.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Did you stay up late to watch the football last night, Dawn?
No, I didn't. And I gathered that it wasn't worth staying up for.
Oh, I'm so sad for Scotland. I think they're not qualifying now.
No, they're out.
Yeah. So sad.
It's okay. We're used to it.
This is the Euros of football, is it?
Yeah, we're talking about football.
Who they lose against?
Hungary 1-0.
Ah, well, you're all right. You're still a beautiful country.
Well, you know? No Scotland, no party, though. That's the thing.
What do you mean?
Like, if Scotland aren't in it, the partying declines.
The fun declines. Yeah, a lot of beverages left over for some reason. They've ordered way too much. They're not in it. What are we going to do? well, listen, she's representing Scotland. She's representing 10,000 dirhams cash right now is what you could be winning. 10 questions, 60 seconds with Rack Bank. You know the deal. If you don't know an answer, Dawn, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Good luck. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time, Dawn, starts right now. H2O is the chemical formula for what?
Water.
What rapper released an album called Donda?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Not Like Us and Humble?
Pass.
Finish the Shawn Mendes song, I Know What You Did Last...
Night.
What sport does Carlos Alcaraz play?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Finesse and I Like It? Cardi
B.
What year was the first X-Men movie released? Was it 2000 or 2010?
2000.
Who sings the songs Houdini and Levitating?
Pass.
What month will the iPhone 16 be released?
September.
The Rajasthan Royals are a team in which sport?
IPL.
What sport?
IPL cricket.
I'll give you the last one. It is cricket. Congratulations, 500 dirhams, all yours. Well done.
Thank you so much. It's so hard.
I know. It's harder once you get on, isn't it? Donda is the album by Kanye West. Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us. I love that song. I Know What You Did Last Summer is Shawn Mendes' song. Carlos Alcaraz, he'll be the future of tennis. Tennis is the sport. Dua Lipa sings Houdini and Levitating. They're the only ones you got wrong. Well done and congratulations, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Another 10,000 dirhams on the line. 7:10 tomorrow morning only on Virgin Radio.
What is this question that you would like to ask us?
Okay, so I mean, this is it's funny, but it's not at the same time. My daughter at school today has to go as dressed up as their idol.
Cute, like that.
Did you say you're going as me?
Yep.
Sorry to ruin the story here.
I totally did say you're going as me. She's like, I don't know what I'm going to go as. And I said, well, just get you a beard right now. I'll put a man bun and you go as your dad. And she's like, not funny, so cringy. Stop it. Anyway, now, do you want to know eventually who she's going as?
Yeah, I want to know.
Oh, gosh. My daughter is going to school dressed up as her idol, as...
So I jumped on a private
Central Sea.
The ETA, Lambo parked on a landing strip. Everyone in my gang and my DJ paid.
Yep.
Where's my man talking about insurance?
No!
My daughter is dressed up as Central Sea.
That's her idol?
She's squeezing them jeans.
Yep.
Petitus waist. Take this time guy. With a GB, GB don't beef nobody like GB.
So she's gone dressed with jeans and a hoodie. She came last night. She's like, Dad, can I borrow a hoodie of yours? So I started giving her hoodies. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm not wearing that one. Oh my gosh, I'm not wearing that one. I'm not wearing. I'm like, go away.
Idol.
Yeah, Central C.
But why? Like, what's the reasoning?
I said, why? She's like, because he's.
We can go M for M.
He's created music that I really, really like, and a lot of all of the world loves it now. He's one of the biggest artists in the world right now.
Yeah.
I
don't even
wear. I'm looking to see where if he's performing in the UK when you're there.
Oh, let me know. I'll take him. But I mean, what Taylor Swift is for one scene, Central C has the same diehard fans, right? So my daughter's gone to school, and I mean, it could be failure as a parent, whatever. You know, going as Central C, some are going as Nelson Mandela, are going of great leaders, and
so she had to do a speech.
I got no idea. I'm not that invested into the kids.
She didn't pick you, so why should you be invested?
Exactly. But it did get me thinking.
Central C.
It did get me thinking.
Yeah.
If you had to go to school as your idol, who are you going as?
Good question.
I want to open up the phone lines right now. Let's pretend you had to go back to school and you had to go as your idol. Who are you going to school as? 04871-5544. Give me a call or WhatsApp me the answer. What your answer would be. 04871-5544. Who would you go as your idol? Who is your idol? Pretty, can I start with you? Who is it?
It's too hard to pick. I think there's so many people that I look up to.
Just need one.
I don't know. Maybe an athlete, I think. Maybe I'd go like Serena Williams or something.
That's cool.
Because I think she stands for so much.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And she embodies what I think a lot of women and just people in general should be having in their lives. The confidence, the ability. I think Serena Williams is a good
one. I like that. Serena Williams, she's achieved a lot.
Yeah. She's the greatest to do it.
She's a positive attribute to life and to human, not only for men, but obviously for women as well. 04871-5544. Who is your idol? Who would you dress up as if you had to go to school dressed up as your idol? Nala?
I think when I was younger, my idol was Raya from Scoop from Raya on NBC.
Raya.
The reason behind it is because she was the first Arab woman to break out in Hollywood and interview the big stars. So I always look up to her like, oh, I want to do that. And
oh, that's nice.
That's why I went into journalism.
You know, she's a good friend. We should get her on. We'll bring her in for you.
That's sweet.
Raya's amazing. She's absolutely one of the most talented humans in this region as well. Okay, Rossi.
Which Beatles?
John Lennon. It's because, like, not only is he musically talented, but he also did a lot for peace around the world as well.
Yeah, good. Yeah, Chris?
I get that. I mean, I would go as Kobe Bryant.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
I know he's passed, like Rossi's obviously, but I would go as Kobe. I think what he did for the sport, but him as a human, him as a man. I thought was just like so cool. Him as a father, I thought he was great.
I thought you would have said Michael Jordan.
I nearly did. I nearly did. But I think the legacy of Kobe. I think there's something there about this guy. And this guy would never lose. This guy always wanted to win no matter what.
Good mentality.
I love his mentality, that Mamba mentality. So probably go as Kobe.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. That's a good one.
Raheem, you've called in. What would you go as? If you had to dress up as your idol for school, who would it be?
Freddie Mercury.
Good
one. What a performer.
We're talking Queen Freddie Mercury. Why Freddie? Tell me.
I don't know. He's a showstopper. I would go in, you know, playing Don't Stop Me Now and just like a superstar.
I love that. Just a good entry, Don't Stop Me Now. Love
that. I get you. All right, Freddie Mercury, idol. Mira, you're on as well. Who would you dress up as your idol for school, Mira?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, of course.
He's a winner.
Of course, we're getting a lot of Ronaldos and we're getting a lot of
course.
Messis come in as well. 048715544. Tamina, who would you dress up as?
Eminem.
Look at these rappers coming through.
Yeah.
My daughter's doing Central C. You're doing... Why Eminem?
I just like his music. He's very real.
Okay.
I like how he speaks back.
He speaks facts. He spits facts, doesn't he? On the WhatsApp line here, Meghan Trainor.
Ooh.
Amelia Earhart. She was the first female pilot to fly solo, right?
Mm.
Didn't she go missing?
I think there's a whole story about that.
Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Zlatan.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
His Highness has been getting a lot of votes as well.
Yeah.
A few Kobe Bryants. Martin Luther King, of course.
Yeah.
Valentino Rossi.
Oh, Julia motorcyclist. Roberts.
Yeah, Julia Roberts in there as well. I like that. Talia, who would you dress up as your idol for school, Talia?
I would dress up as Ariana Grande because she really inspires me and she has such good taste in music.
Would you do the high hand, like the high hair bun? Doesn't she have like one of those
high ponytails?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you would?
Yeah, I would do that.
So you like her as an artist, but you like her as a person as well? You think she inspires people?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. That's cool. All right. Lewis Hamilton, Celine Dion, Robert Downey Jr., Bob Marley.
Wow.
Someone would go as Mike Tyson, Stephen Hawking.
Oh, wow.
Indra Nui.
I don't know. She was the former CEO of Pepsi.
Okay. Tupac. Mm. You guys have got some really good ones.
Yeah.
Really good ones. I'll take a few more. Iona, who would you dress up as?
Oh my God, I'm through. Hi. I think
Novak Djokovic.
Djokovic would be fantastic.
One of the greatest
as well. We'll finish off with little Mia. Little Mia, who would you dress up as?
I would dress up as my dad because I want to be so successful like him in the future.
Oh my gosh. So that was the answer that I was wishing my daughter gave me. She went a Central C. What you got for us, pretty?
Okay, so I came across this list and I just had to share.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities who have lied about being from humble beginnings. I don't know how to say it in a nicer
way. Poor?
Yeah, poor. Like,
celebrities are lying about not having money?
Yeah, so like... You know how sometimes we'll, you know, see the story of a celebrity coming up and they'll be like, you know, it was really tough for me growing up and I couldn't do this, that, and the other. And they paint this picture as an artist, but then if you do a little bit of digging, their persona as an artist is vastly different than how they actually grew up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so
biggest example, so you can understand what I'm saying, is Victoria Beckham. If you remember in the Netflix documentary, Victoria Beckham was talking about humble beginnings.
Yeah.
But then David Beckham caught her, if you missed that moment.
I love when David called her out here.
A very working class.
I am being honest. What car did your dad drive you to school in?
So my dad...
What car was it?
All right, it's not a simple answer
because... What car did you get your dad to drive you to school in?
It depends.
No.
Okay, what in the 80s, my dad had a Rolls Royce.
I love that.
Because she's saying that we had humble beginnings, and then David's honey, you get to school in a Rolls Royce. There ain't no humbleness there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, what other celebrities have been called out?
So, Ed Sheeran, everyone says, you know, how he's like couch surfing.
Yeah, he was sleeping on the couch.
Apparently, his parents were like quite wealthy.
Oh.
And they were like well off in the beginning. Mm. And then he decided to kind of go out on his own and he just didn't ask for help.
Well,
but
that's
it almost paints the picture as though he did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the way they say it. Well, another one.
Hold on, because that whole story of him sleeping on Jamie Foxx's couch.
Correct,
and it was because I thought he had no money.
Yeah, it's just that he didn't like his parents were well off, but he just didn't take the money.
Okay, which is good. Okay. Which is good as well.
But that part of the story seems to always be left out.
Yeah, like I don't want to.
No, not taking away anything.
Yeah, we don't want to throw him under the bus.
No. But it's just like a side of the story that we all don't know.
We don't know. Okay.
Ice Cube, straight out of Compton. He was not born in Compton. He did not come from a rough neighborhood.
Where did he come from?
He came from this place called Baldwin Hills in South Central LA.
Yeah, I know Baldwin Hills.
His parents had great jobs at UCLA.
Okay.
He went to private schools. He has a degree in architectural design.
What?
So he's not straight out of Compton.
Yeah.
Not gangster.
But it's okay.
It's okay. All right. But it's, again, okay. the picture that we see as an artist, very different.
Keep going, because I've got something to say here.
Biggie was like, I didn't have dinner, et cetera, et cetera. But apparently his mom has come out to say, dude, I don't know what this kid was talking about. We were fine.
Yeah.
He went to a great school. Yeah, he went to a private school in New York, which, by the way, going to a private school in New York City is
not easy.
Very expensive. Like, for example, I was in private school for the first 5 years of my life. But eventually my sister and I had to be pulled out because my father had lost his job. So we couldn't afford to go to private school anymore. And we went to public school.
That's crazy.
So it's expensive.
It's 10% still of the cost that we pay here for schools, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's like I realize how, like, I could be sending my kid to one of the top private schools in Sydney.
Correct.
For what we pay here, I realize. I didn't realize that. So hold on. But Biggie was, I mean, he was out on the street selling illicit materials at one stage.
Yeah.
But he came from
a middle class, regular family. Apartment in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Like, it was okay.
Maybe that's why Mo Money, Mo Problems did not stem from him becoming rich.
Maybe.
It was when he was living with his mom. They had so much money.
Maybe.
That were the problems. Okay.
Yeah. Another one is Lana Del Rey. Apparently, she likes to say that she used to live in trailer parks and stuff, but she never did.
Hmm.
Her dad's a millionaire.
Oh!
Kid Rock also was like, you know, Kid Rock. Remember
of
Kid
course,
Rock?
Yeah.
He would be like, oh, I'm trailer trash, he would say it himself.
Yeah.
And like all this stuff. He grew up on an estate that had horses and like his parents were millionaires and massive, massive
like
estate.
Like a ranch.
Like acreage.
You know who his best friend is right now?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Oh, yes.
Kid Rock and Donald Trump.
He's like on the trail with him.
Yeah, he's like, they're so, okay.
So yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow, we know her parents are in the industry.
I mean,
but
I'm not like, it's just...
So it's like, it's interesting.
When it comes to celebrities, I feel like it's okay as artists. Where I find this intriguing and where I find it immoral and unethical is where you have a lot of motivational speakers out on campaigns now, you know?
Yeah.
They get paid to go on stage and talk about their life and how they made it from zero to nothing.
Yeah.
Mm. Or you see them on social media.
Yeah.
As well, telling these stories. There's a lot of people that are faking it. A lot of people have come from money.
Yes.
Like mum and dad's money.
Yeah.
And they've set up their own company using mum and dad's money.
But they leave that part out.
They leave it out.
Yeah.
And they're like, I created a business and I turned it from zero to 10 million in the first 4 years.
Gary
I'm like,
v.
yeah. Well, I don't know. Gary Vee gets a little bit of flack on that, but I think for him, he took his father's business.
Yeah.
Which was okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
I mean, he gets a lot of slack. People saying, "Oh, you talk about being an entrepreneur, but you were handed the business, right?" But then he really reinvented that business online.
Agreed.
So, if you don't know Gary Vee's story, his father had a beverage company, like a wine shop, like just one that you'd walk into in New York, I think.
I think it was New York.
And then he took that and he actually put it online.
He created it into something that it wasn't.
And then he became one of the largest online beverage companies, like as in selling wine. finds
it. I'm pretty sure my dad is one of the users of that company.
But that's where I find it unethical, where there are people that are on social media who live in the life. The biggest one is, who's the monk?
Oh, Jay Shetty.
Yeah, didn't Jay Shetty get himself into big trouble for this?
Well, a lot of people claim that he never actually was a monk, and that he never went away.
And the monks say that he wasn't, not that, well, how did they find that out? Because the monks aren't talking, right?
I don't know.
I don't know, but like,
there's
a big scandal about him.
So they say that he never actually, because he comes from money. I believe his parents are well off.
Sure.
And that he gave everything up to go live this life, but they're saying he never did. Like, he maybe visited once and then that's it. Like, that's what they say. So, I don't know. I just think it's fine to have an artist persona, but we need to know a little bit more about the reality of the situation. Like, Ice Cube, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because the whole, everything that he raps about is how hard it was in Compton.
Mm-mm-mm.
He wasn't even there.
Was it in Compton?
He was in a prep school.
Interesting. All right, there we go. Don't believe everything you hear or see. That's what it comes down to.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Now, there's one thing about my best friend, Chris Fade, that I must say.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
What, because she said best friend, you had to sneeze?
I'm allergic to...
that word.
Friendships?
No. You guys are so cute together.
Okay, so there's one thing about Chris is that he can never, ever stay out of a situation. So let's say we're walking down the street, right? And someone gets into an argument.
Yeah.
Chris has no idea who they are. He must insert himself into the situation 100%. And try to calm it down.
Yeah.
He has nothing to do with it. Now, there I was watching my IG stories as I normally do. Chris went to Armenia on Friday.
Right.
He comes back. I'm like, oh, great. Chris has landed back in the country. He writes a little post that says, guys, my flight was delayed for a little bit. There was a medical emergency on board, and I had to step in and help.
Yeah.
And now he has not told me this story.
I can't wait.
I have been waiting since Saturday to hear what happened.
Did you put it on your stories or anything?
No.
No, nothing. No. That's what I mean.
Okay, let's go.
So, Chris Fade, how did you help a medical emergency on board a flight?
Just the situations choose me. I don't choose them.
Sure.
I want to state that. I'm not looking for these.
Yes.
I'm just there.
But you can't help yourself. You cannot.
I'm not going to. When I got to. I have to be
part
of it.
No one's asked you.
It's the responsibility as a man.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so just tell me what happened.
First of all, Armenia, love it. You guys are amazing. Armenian people, beautiful. Perfect.
Right.
Like, just really, genuinely, just such nice people.
Mm.
Had such a great, one and a half days in Armenia, and I just want to say that was great. Flying back, I was flying Fly Dubai.
Mm.
Great, love you guys. Fly Dubai, love him. Always good. Always, right. Always consistent.
Okay.
Always proud, you know?
Yeah.
We're on the flight. It's only a three-hour journey. We're 2 hours, 30 minutes into the flight. We're just about to start to come down, descending. I get approached by one of the crew. They came up. They had already given me a little card to welcome me on board.
Cute.
Rossi hates that. And then the crew came up and they said, hey, do you mind if you come to the front area? We'd love to take a photo with you.
Yeah, cute.
And I said, of course, we'd love to do that. So get out of my seat. And I go to the front area and I'm just having a chat to one of the crew.
Mm.
And we take a few photos. And as we're taking a photo, a lady stumbles to our area right at the front of the plane.
Mm.
And she's grabbing her jaw and she's like, ah. Then she's pointing at her ear. We've just started to descend.
Oh.
So she's got huge pressure. Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
She's got sore ears from...
Hold on.
No.
She's got pressure in her ears, obviously. The crew... the lady, I don't want to mention her name, but she was fantastic. She's like, okay, yep, the pressure. Yep, you've got some pressure. Have you got some gum? Let's get you some gum. Have you got some gum?
Right.
So as she's saying, have you got some gum? This girl looks like, I mean, she's grabbing her head. Her whole head's grabbing. She faints in my arms.
Sorry. I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at Chris.
Yeah, like I'm just standing there taking a photo.
Did she say at the same time? Did she say as she was fainting? Did she go, "Is it really you?"
No. So, and it was like
she must have been an excruciating pain.
It was like a movie because she's grabbing her head and then she falls back on the wall. Then she just slides on the wall. Down. And so I catch her because she's sliding towards me.
Okay, so she didn't faint into you. She fainted into the wall next to you.
She's leaning on the wall next to me and then she just slid.
So you caught her.
And I'm there.
Yeah.
You're saving the day, guys. Let me continue.
So I've now got this woman in my arms. The other crew member then puts the seat down where they sit, you know, where the crew sit.
Yeah.
Right.
And we sit her up on that.
Yeah.
And now the crew were being, the girl, the lady stewardess was trying to like sort of wake her up a little bit. I'm holding her up and then she goes and gets hot water and some water because we want to give her some water. I'm doing what I've learned in my first aid, which was just making sure that the airways were clear because I wanted to make sure she was okay.
Oh, yeah.
But then I was clicking hello? Hello, can you hear me? And then I'm just lightly tapping her cheek.
Try to see if she can wake up.
And she came to.
Okay.
And her eyes were like, you could see that she was out. And then I said to her, "You're up, you're okay. You've just fainted, you're okay. You've got ear pressure." She's now grabbing at her ear in immense pain.
It must have been really bad.
It was really bad. And she's like, "My pain," and she's really. So then the crew gets hot water, puts hot water like onto her ear, like, you know.
Yeah, tips it in.
And then she's leaning her head in it because we're trying to clear the back. We're trying to do that. Then the crew goes away for a moment. So now it's just me and her again. Then she's grabbing her heart.
Oh, no.
Chris, instantly
she's
paranoid.
She's breathing really heavily. I said, "Yeah, you are having a panic attack right now. Just relax. Everything is okay. We're going to be on the ground in about 8 minutes. You're okay. Take some deep breaths with me." So we started doing some deep breathing. She faints again.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So then I pick her up again.
"Is it really you?"
She's in so much pain. I can't even imagine.
Then the crew comes over. She's now looking after her. I go to the seats and I say, "Does anyone have chewing gum or nasal spray?"
Yeah, nasal spray.
And then a father who had his child on board had nasal spray. I thought of Rossi because it was Otrivin, which is what Rossi was addicted to for like 3 years.
Still is, yep.
We got the Otrivin. We gave it two big sprays. I said to her, "Put two sprays in each nostril right now." Bang, 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 bang.
Do you think that's a good idea, though?
Yeah, no, it clears it out.
The crew was giving her chewing gum at the same time and giving her water, and then it opened up for her. And then she went back to her seat, and then I had to quickly go back because we were landing in like 3 minutes. And, you know, the captain at the time had called as well. So the captain had called because he's got cameras. They can see everything happening in the gully. And the captain called and said, "Is everything okay?" And the crew said, "Everything's fine and sorted." I sat down back on my seat. And
did you see the woman on the way out?
I didn't see the woman, no. But the crew did message me on Instagram afterwards saying, "Thank you for being on the flight and thanks for helping." And
saving a life, mate.
Yep. And I don't know who the woman was, but if she's there, I had my finger in her ear at one stage because I was trying to clear her ear canal. I had my finger in her ear and I was doing like that. Yeah, I know. I thought that was a bit too much. And then that's when I thought to myself, maybe I shouldn't be doing that.
I mean, would you like a thank you, do you think?
No, don't need a thank you.
Are you sure?
Because I'd hope that if that ever happened to, touch wood, one of my daughters.
Someone would help.
Or my wife, that someone would be in that same position helping. And that's it.
Can we have a round of applause, please?
I did not choose the position.
Yeah.
The position chose me.
Well, you're right.
Yeah. Saved you another life, mate.
Right. Put it up there.
Put it on the list.
Let him up there. You guys all laugh. Like, it was very intense.
Yes, I'm sure.
It was very intense.
Sure.
Oh. 39,000 feet in the air. I was there. Yeah, the situations choose me. I don't choose the situations, guys.
It's
what happens, you know? When the fire was burning across the road of my house, it was...
I
couldn't just sit there and watch.
Time when there was a robbery about to go down, I think it was in a Walmart while you were in the States.
Yep, I had to go and stop the guy.
Yep, and...
He's just an average... Like,
so if anything ever happens to me, you'll be able to be like, we told him never to get himself into situations, but I can't.
Day in the life of a superhero there.
Zoya, hi, how are you?
Hi, good. I just want to say, like, well done. And I think it's always important to step in. You know, a lot of people just mind their business and just think, oh, gosh, I don't know if I should help. But I think you did an amazing job.
Thanks.
So well done.
Thank you. Yeah, because I'd hope that someone would do that for me one day, you know.
If you missed it, by the way, Chris was on a flight back from Armenia to Dubai. There was a medical emergency. A woman fainted into Chris's arms due to ear pressure in her ear.
Yeah.
And you were there to kind of help along. Yeah. She was having a panic attack. She fainted twice. Mm. And you helped her out.
Ear pressure is a big thing. You should always, like, if you ever suffer from it, I think she had a cold. I think she had a cold a couple of days before. And
it can really mess with you on a plane.
Antihistamines, get the nasal spray, chewing gum, just in case, because it can get really, really hard.
Just, you know, Otrivin saved a life there.
There we go. Gosh. Hi, Lala. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. You know, Chris, you're not just helping people. You're not just giving money. You're just not a doctor. You are a savior, and you save life. I love you so much, and you are my idol.
Lala, let's not call him a doctor.
I love you. Wow. Rossi is about to walk out of the studio.
This is pathetic.
Too much. This is too much, guys.
Love you, Lala. Always. Thank you. Hi, Anita.
Hi. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. So you heard the story, and you felt that story, huh?
Yeah, I feel that story. It's really scary. Mm. My daughter has undergone ear surgery in October last year.
Yeah.
And I'm still dreading to take a flight with her.
What type of ear surgery did she have?
It's a eardrum reconstruction.
Wow.
Whoa.
So did her eardrum burst before?
Yeah. What happened is she is Down syndrome.
Okay.
And she had a hole in her ear.
Wow.
And we started her swimming. The hole got infected.
Mm.
And it infected the skull.
Wow, oh that can be very dangerous, huh?
Yeah, it can be very dangerous. And it infected her skull in just 3 months.
Wow.
And it was terrible. So they had to reconstruct her eardrum.
She would have been in pain. Did she tell you? Was she able to communicate the pain?
No, she was not able to communicate. What we saw was that one day, we just saw the pus falling off her ear. It was a lot on her body. She did not tell because she cannot express that she has pain. And also she's scared. If we get to know that she's in pain, we'll take her to the doctor.
Right.
She's been through numerous surgeries, so she's
poor
scared.
Darling. What's her name?
Name is Amanda.
Amanda. So, I mean, what have the doctors said about flying? Have they told her that she should be okay?
Yeah, so we have to do tests. They told her 6 months no flying, and we'll have to wait and see. So this year we have postponed flying at all.
Give it time to heal.
Yeah.
Well, we're thinking of you because I know that when you do end up flying, you're going to be all anxious and nervous.
Yeah,
but
we're
thinking of you, and just, you know, speak to the doctors and just take the precautions, okay?
Yeah, normally you can imagine how much the ear it pains. And if somebody has gone through this, it's really very scary.
Yeah.
God bless you, Chris, for helping whoever you help.
Thank you
so much. And please keep my Amanda in prayers.
There we will. Or everyone listening to this, have a little prayer for Amanda, all right? It's cold in the studio now.
Is Chris saying it's cold?
I know, unless I'm getting sick from Rossi, because Rossi was sick on Friday.
Can I tell you what happened?
What?
So, you know how this is very in-house, but here's a little insight into what happens in the studio.
Yeah, but I think a lot of offices struggle with air conditioning.
Yes, but you always say it's too hot on your side of the studio.
They turn this on finally.
So that AC unit that's behind you is now turned full blast.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Cooler for you.
That took 6 years.
And this one, the one that's next to me, is a little bit less because I'm always cold.
Wow, that's six years that we asked for that.
What about me?
You're fine. So, Chris, you finally have the extra air.
They had the AC guys come and fix it all.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, ARN. That was beautiful. That's a very nice of you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, that's why you're feeling colder.
Pretty was sitting right under one, and she's got no fat on her. And then I've got a lot of fat on me, and mine wasn't turned on.
Yeah.
So she used to freeze, and I was overheating.
I wouldn't say it's fat. It's more muscle.
Well, I've got a bit of the dad bod going on right now. Like, I've put on about 4 or 5 kilos.
You look great, Chris.
Thanks, Pritz. Thanks, yeah. And social media don't agree, though. Some people on social media.
Everyone needs to relax.
They have little goes at me sometimes.
Weirdos.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're wearing oversized t-shirts because you're fat.
Who says that?
Yeah, but I'm like, no, I just like oversized t-shirts.
Did someone actually say that to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Get out.
I said, I'll send you a, you want me to inbox, if you want a photo of me shirtless, you just have to ask.
No, see,
that's
like,
what I said to him.
That's a good reply.
I said, I'm happy to do that if you want
it.
Stop it. I've got well, like,
the
way
people take the time out of the day to do that.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's weird, huh? It's so weird. All right, well, it's 8:34. Good morning.
Virgin Radio's Big Day Out.
Powered by Yaz Island, where kids go free all summer.
Well, Saturday, I'm taking my whole family out to Yaz Island. The Big Day Out, Abu Dhabi, is where it's happening. We are going to be taking over all the parks at Virgin Radio. We want to get you there. Go to virginradiodubai.com and literally leave your details. We could call you back and hook you up, all right?
Exactly. The Big Day Out, powered by Yaz Island, where kids go free all summer long. You could be going to any of the parks, actually. Warner Brothers World, Ferrari World, Yacht so Water good. World. It's going to be so good.
All right, Gilbert, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, brother. So did you go to virginradiodubai.com and you registered?
Yeah, I did. I was listening to Black a couple of days ago, and he spoke about it.
Who are you listening to?
Black.
You're listening to Black. All right, yeah. Brent Black.
Brent
Black.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I'm surprised he's got listeners still, huh?
Chris!
Yeah, he got some.
He's got some as well.
By the way.
Yeah,
you like his show?
I love his show, but I love the Chris Fed show more.
Hey. Okay,
that's
correct answer.
Struck the ego. That's exactly right. Brent's off to, he's in the UK, isn't he?
Is he?
With his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cute. They're cute. Not really, actually. All right. So what we're going to do is we're gonna press a button here in the studio. So tell Pretty Malik to press the button. Let's find out which theme park you're going to go to. Here we go. Gilbert, tell Pretty to press my button.
Pretty, press my button.
It's all good.
Why is it weird?
It's weird. Here we go.
All right.
What are you going? Where are you going? Virgin Radio's Big Day Out. You're going to Ferrari World Abu Dhabi.
Yay!
4 tickets coming your way, okay?
Oh, man, much love, guys.
Can't wait. We'll see you on weekend, man. Well done. Go to virginradiodubai.com, register. All right, Pretty. You've been wanting to talk to Rossi.
I think
you're a little frustrated. He's been on his phone for literally the entire show.
He's not paying attention.
I don't know what he's doing now, but he's back on. Now, what is going on with you and Rossi?
I am so frustrated with Rossi because he doesn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me absolutely insane. It's like taking care of a child.
Yeah.
I'm speaking not to a 40-plus-year-old man.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to a 5-year-old who just doesn't want to listen.
Yeah. Put your phone down, Ross.
I'm listening.
No, I would appreciate it.
You're looking down at your phone while she's talking. It's rude.
I'm listening to everything you say.
Please, can you put your phone down?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
On Friday's show, Chris, you were not here.
Yeah.
He came in, his voice was really rough, and everyone was like, are you okay?
Well, hold on, I had
on
called
Thursday.
On the day before, I said that you're sick, and he didn't admit that he was sick. He said, I'm not sick.
Well, on Friday's show, Chris, I finally got him to admit that he was sick. You can listen to it, he admitted it.
So you can't deny
it. How are you feeling, Rossi?
I'm feeling sick.
He's finally admitted it.
Can I have a round of applause, please?
9:23.
Takes a lot.
On Friday, June 21st, Father's Day.
Wow. And I'm feeling a bit funny today.
No, this is not
right
about
now.
You.
Didn't
this
use
is not
that microphone.
Yeah, but I'm feeling funny.
Chris, this is not about you. We're not talking about you.
Yeah.
Now, during that show on Friday, off the radio, I said to Rossi, please, Rossi, your body needs to recover.
Yeah.
You obviously have something going on with you where you need medicine, you need to rest. Yeah. Please promise me this weekend you take some time off.
Yeah, sure.
Take some medicine, don't infect the people around you so that you're back.
He doesn't care about the people around him.
And he was like, okay, I'll take some rest. I'll have some rest. I'll take some medicine.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I need to go on. I'm like, no, you're going to infect people. Just, you're sick. It's fine.
Yep.
What did you do this weekend, Big Rossi, to rest?
Stayed at home.
No, you didn't. No.
You were spotted, and you were spotted doing a lot of beverage drinking.
Twice I went out.
Yep.
Once was for 3 hours.
Where?
Still.
To a brunch.
Unnecessary when you're sick.
Just infected everyone at that brunch. Like, that's what's crazy. You just gone in there and there'll be people sick today waking up because of you. Because you went to a brunch. Because you were sick.
I don't get close to people.
Yep. Rossi, you're at a brunch.
What did you eat at the brunch?
Oysters.
Really?
Is it a
buffet?
Buffet or is it to your table?
Buffet.
Oh my Even gosh, worse. He's destroyed the buffet.
Then where else did you go?
You've infected so many
where
people.
Where else did you go?
Ravitots.
What's that?
Oh, this is the Ravitots thing.
Where is
Such
this?
A British thing.
Why?
It's what parents it? And kids go together
and they have a party?
And they rave.
Now
they were looking at booking you, so I'll tell them not to bother.
I'll
tell them
that's
not
okay.
To bother.
Rossi,
I was pumping you up.
They booked Artful Dodger.
Yeah, they were talking about booking
they booked
you.
Oh, Artful this is that Dodger. Place.
I've seen the commercials. Now, guys, this is all besides the point. The point is, he's sick and he's going out.
So you went and infected other people's children
like,
as
what
well.
Why can't you just sit at home if you're sick and get yourself better? You're coming today. You're still sick.
Yeah.
You're still coughing.
Yep.
And you're just going to continue this pattern.
Making me feel like I feel it.
Not about you.
You can hear it in my
Not
voice.
Not about you.
No, you can hear it. Look,
Not
listen.
About
listen.
You.
Listen. You can hear it.
Like, I feel fine.
You Rossi. You're not fine, dude. Listen to yourself.
I feel fine. I feel like the... I think, like, sometimes we just need to get on with it.
No.
Yeah, you can.
You need rest. Your body needs rest.
Everyone, my last point in this case, who else is sick in your house right now, Rossi?
Liz.
Oh, really? Is she?
Liz is sick. He's spreading it everywhere.
And she's a teacher.
Does she go to work? Like, does she go to work today?
Are you going to say, was she saying she's spreading it to
no,
the kids?
No, I'm saying
is she go to work?
Yeah.
I'm saying
it runs in the family.
Hard workers us.
No,
hard
I'm
workers.
Saying that you're not considering your family. It, like your decision affects everyone around you. So I'm very upset with you because we had the whole conversation and you're literally like a child. Yeah. You don't listen.
He was the first one to get COVID out of all of us. He got it twice before any of us had it once.
He ruined our Christmas.
Yeah, remember we canceled Christmas because of... It's coming home, the flu. What?
The unnecessary. This is unnecessary to the point.
Oh, I'm going to play him this song.
It's just
Tomorrow
annoying.
Night, by the way, I'm going out as well.
Yeah, I know. He's going to go
you're
out.
It's just annoying. Rossi. It's annoying.
1 o'clock,
annoying.
Bedtime tomorrow night.
It's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You're not going to go watch England lose.
Like, it's
They're not going to lose.
You're going to go watch the football tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Slovenia.
Like, you just know...
It's inconsiderate, Germany, by the way, putting the football on at this time.
But also it's inconsiderate because you're not thinking about yourself at all. And the people, like, the people you work with.
So, just for a second here, you're pretty sick today. We can hear it. We've all agreed on
feel
it.
Feel fine.
You're yep. sick.
You're sick.
You sound sick.
And you're making me feel a little bit...
not about you.
Now, you are now going tomorrow... You're going to go watch the football. It's an 11 p.m. start. Is that right?
So tomorrow night I'm going to do my quiz night, which I always do every Tuesday.
So you're going to infect everyone at the quiz? Okay.
No, I'm standing on the stage miles away from people.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'll go straight from there to my VIP box, which I'm doing a competition on my Instagram.
You are not doing that. Are you serious?
What?
You're going to host your pub quiz,
yeah.
Then you're going to go watch the football, sleep at like 1:30, and then come on to this show the next morning. We get in at 5:30 a.m. You ain't going to be able to do anything. You're just going to sit there like...
Okay, let's see. I'm going to prepare myself for it. I'm going to have a nap tomorrow. I'll have a herbal sleeping tablet. I'll have a sleep.
But do you get why I'm frustrated today?
Yeah.
Like... He just doesn't listen. He doesn't take care of himself. And then he complains.
If you watch this game, England versus Slovenia, England will lose. You will be the bad luck if you watch this game.
I know, but I'm giving away something, so I need to be there.
Why
I might just
you,
like show my face and then
Why would
off.
You agree to go? 11 p.m. at night. You do a morning radio show.
Doesn't think.
Nah. You're Great just destroying song, this, your body.
Great song.
I'll play the rest of it for him.
It's coming.
Everyone from England, good luck.
It's coming.
But I will be going for Slovenia because of Luka.
What do you mean? Luka, your friend?
Yeah, no, the basketball player.
Luka Doncic, he's one of the greatest basketball players. He's Slovenian. It's coming home.
Commiseration, Scotland, you know. I'm sorry about that.
It's coming home. It's coming. Sorry, pretty.
It's annoying.
But you are right.
It's
you are
really
right.
Frustrating.
You are right.
Let's go! Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Big day out, all right. We're going to be there, all of us, Virgin Radio, this weekend at Yas Island. Go experience Ferrari World Double W, Yas Water World Double W, all of them. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
I'm still mad at Rossi.
I know you are. I mean, you know what? Actually, a lot of people are. We're getting WhatsApps from a few of you.
Really?
I'm going to be mad at you for the week.
Amira says, man, you guys need to get Rossi off the radio. He's such bad example for our kids.
Oh, my gosh.
They listen to the show. The lack of hygiene, just it's really poor etiquette. I mean, you know what? I agree.
What's
so many other professionals who are out there more qualified to co-host a show.
Thanks, boss. Thanks to your Amina, is it? You're a great boss of me there. You've got so much knowledge, and I really value your opinion. Thank you so much.
Her name's Amira.
Yeah.
Right, we've got him. We've triggered. I haven't seen Rossi triggered before.
He's now triggered. Yeah.
No, we love him. I love Rossi. I want him to always only be on the show.
I really like Amira's professional opinion.
But I would love a little bit more hygiene. I think that would be a good thing on the show.
Yeah.
Like what?
Great thing.
Like, I don't know.
Like, you came in on Friday, I'll tell you. Thursday night, he went out to watch the football.
You went out Thursday night?
Yep, to watch the football.
You were sick. 8 o'clock.
You were sick on Thursday.
Yes, 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 Chris. Yeah. He came in wearing the same outfit, which is fine. Same socks as the night before.
Hey, Rossi. You
the show.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. You said it to me.
Hold on. Can I just get something straight here? You wore the same clothes that you wore on Thursday morning show on Friday morning?
No, Thursday night.
So I've been in there for 2 hours.
It's fine.
Where did you go?
Yeah, that's fine.
Where did you go?
To watch the football, the England game.
Where?
Does it matter where?
Yeah, I just want to
know.
Why?
He just wants to know.
Why can't I know where?
Was it a secret?
Yeah, like what's wrong?
What's the deal?
Why won't you tell me where you watch the football?
Why is it a secret?
Because it's rival radio stations... thing and not our thing.
It's okay.
Why did you go to
You went to the yeah, yeah.
It's just it's getting worse.
So you went to a rival radio station's football game, the Dubai 92.
Yeah, they've sponsored the.
So you went to their thing.
Yeah,
Dubai 92 is fine. That's our sister station. Fine. That's fine.
But like. Yeah.
That's fine.
You couldn't have gone elsewhere. You had to go to this.
Well, I like to go to QD's because that's the best place to go watch football in their air conditioned tent.
Hold on.
They
have paid you. I'm guessing they have paid you in the last week.
I went down there by choice.
Are you getting paid by QDs at all?
No.
Say swear.
What? I don't swear.
He's being paid by them. That's why he's like, QDs are the best place to go.
It's one of the OGs. The skyline is just beautiful. The view of there. They've got a wide variety of drinks and snacks.
Jenny, could and you just got a send this competition. To Rossi later?
Oh, gosh. You are like your own show.
Yeah, he is.
Isra, hi.
Hello, guys.
Sar, what's going on, man?
Just driving to work, man.
Okay.
Cool, mate.
Is there anything?
How can I help, mate?
I mean, you just call us and tell us that you go on the way to work?
Football is above everything.
Exactly. See?
Yeah.
Even your own health? Don't think so.
It matters. Euros happens once in 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I can be done in this show by 10:01 out the door. I can be in my bed by 10:11.
But you won't, because you'll book 13 activities to do between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Yeah. Kids are doing face painting classes. We're learning how to paint them. So I'm just doing something random.
It's all right for you. You've got like a West Wing that you can just go and chill in. In your cinema room, you can lock the door.
Yeah.
Mine's a small house, so my kids drive.
It's not a small house. My kids drive me insane.
Brother,
I'm putting him on the list of celebrities who say that they're from humble beginnings, but they're not.
100%.
He's going insane.
He's such a liar.
It's so like...
You live in a big place.
No, it's not like it's...
There are people who can't even afford that.
Pretty grew up sharing a bedroom with her sister.
One bathroom.
I'm sharing a bedroom with three of my sisters.
Yeah.
You better shut up.
Yeah, no, but like you haven't got three kids like under the age of eight.
We were six people living in a two-bedroom apartment, one bathroom. My entire life, six people.
But like, these are young kids who are annoying.
Are you about your children?
Yeah.
So I feel as though like I need to get out and do something with them.
No, you can just go to your room if you can. Close the door. Tell the kids, hey, I'm having a sleep for an hour and a half. Leave me alone. You're allowed to do that. You wake up at 4 a.m.
They can
you
play together. That.
Okay?
Then they end up fighting. So
yeah, that's why
I
go out.
I take them out, and it takes the...
No, you can stay. Yeah, but well,
we,
like, they need
but
to
we
learn.
Get the worst Rossi.
Why?
Because we get, like, the real exhausted Rossi. Like, everyone gets a really good Rossi. The pub quiz Rossi's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Being out and watching the football's great Rossi. The kids get a great Rossi. We get the deflated, I've had enough Rossi, I want to be out.
I'm not a morning person.
Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
I love you, Rossi.
Oh, gosh.
I do love you. I say it because I love you.
Well, you said that you're going to be in the mood with me.
I will, but I'm upset with you because I love you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be upset.
True.
Thank you.
He's not a morning person.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Well, the Euros are on right now. To tell us more about it, we've got our football expert joining us on the show. It's the one, it's the only, it's Wasim hanging out with us.
Hello.
Welcome. We've got him on via Zoom right now. Wasim, always good to have you on the show, bro. Let me know what's going on. The Euros, who's out, who's left, who's the favourites? Tell us everything that we need to know.
The Euros is back on. So, guys, if you don't already know, this Euros is pretty much just the World Cup. But for Europe, we have some top teams. Obviously, France, England, Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
No Lionel Messi in this one, unfortunately.
Why?
He's over in Argentina. Copa America.
Oh, did Argentina not get in on it?
They're not European.
Oh, Argentina's not in the Euro. But Portugal is?
Portugal's in Europe.
Argentina's not?
Argentina's in South America.
Wow, they're so close though, aren't they?
South America.
What?
Please tell me you're joking. Please
what do you
tell
mean?
Me you're trying to be funny.
No, he's getting mixed up because he thinks, like, because they speak Portuguese in Brazil.
I'm having a look at the globe here. Should I look at the flat earth or the round earth?
Round earth.
Okay, all right.
Sorry about this, Wasim.
South America.
It's okay. I think he's playing with us. Chris has some tricks up his sleeve sometimes.
Yeah.
Wasim.
Can I ask you something, though? Like, why would there be no... I know the Euros are great. I know, but, like, we should have had Messi in this.
Chris, it's
we have the World Cup.
Can I ask you something, Wasim? If Portugal do win and Ronaldo gets the title.
He's won one already. Yeah.
Does that put him higher than Messi? Because Messi recently won
the World Cup. Which is bigger.
Yeah. What do you think, Wasim?
Look, you're asking a Ronaldo fan. If Ronaldo wins a friendly against a bunch of under-16 boys, for me, he's the best again.
All right, so let's keep going. So who's in, who's out?
All right, so I guess the big news we can say is that England right now, they are topping their group. However, they are in danger. I'd say in the next game, if they don't pick up a win, we could see them drop a couple places, down to third, down to fourth. And I know with Rossi's nature, you know, supporting Everton, his teams do tend to lose.
Excuse me. It was my idea to get you on today, young man.
Well done, Wasim. Well done, mate. Good call. So if England lose against Hungary tomorrow night...
Slovenia.
Are they out?
It would depend on the other result. However, it would be a big possibility.
Okay. So I imagine Denmark is playing Serbia, right? So that's what's going to happen there. But we're playing so bad and we've got 4 points. We're at the top of the table there. And we were the favourites for the competition originally. Who's your favourites now, would you say, Wasim?
I mean, Portugal, Spain and Germany for me are the three top teams. I'd say that all three of them are actually living up to the hype. France, who obviously have won the World Cup back in 2018, got to the World Cup final in the last World Cup, are really pulling under their weight. They're not playing at their level. Kylian Mbappe obviously broke his nose.
How did you do that?
He rammed his nose into some guy's shoulder.
Woof!
Was this on the field?
Yes.
Hey, what about Germany, though? Switzerland and Germany, that was a... I mean, Germany should have won that, I feel.
Yeah, Germany, again, one of the favourites. They are unbeaten in the competition. However, last night they did pick up a draw against Switzerland. Lots of top teams. I'd say that this Euros is definitely one of the more exciting to watch. We've had at least... I believe it's at 45 goals. It's the highest record goal tally. at the group stage. So this has definitely been a very entertaining Euros. A lot of teams that people expected to go out fairly early have been pretty good and dominating against the top teams. So I definitely say it's one to watch.
Mm. Right. Well, I got Poland. How's Poland going?
In a draw?
Yeah, I took a sweepstake. I got Poland.
Well, you got beat by Austria 3-1.
Am I still in? Am I good?
No.
No.
They're bottom of Group D, so, yeah, don't think
they
so.
They are actually the first team to be confirmed to be out.
Okay. Awesome. That's my luck. That's my luck in these sort of things. Okay, so who's a favorite? Pick it now, Wasim. Who do you think? Call the Euro winner.
He's going to say Portugal.
Go ahead.
I'm going to call it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be very unexpected. It's going to be Portugal.
Okay. Oh, wow. Surprise, Portugal. I'm surprised.
Rossi.
Who do I think is going to win?
Yep. Not who you want to win. Who do you think is going to win?
England.
Oh, my God. That's like Watch saying this. Everton are going to win the Premier League.
Yeah. Excuse me, Wasim. I can get you off this radio very quickly, young man.
I'm sorry.
Rossi, start singing It's Coming Home, because that's what you guys usually do, right? Premature.
It's coming home. It's coming home. Tell you what, if England go out, it's going to be a disaster for the economy. Because,
you would support the entire economy of Europe?
Right, okay, we'll go out on a match night anywhere around this city and watch it when it's an England match and watch it when it's not.
Maybe people will be happy.
Look at the difference in the takings.
This song, It's Coming Home, is like when you order like Talabat and they go to the wrong home. You have to call, sorry, it's in the wrong house. This is the same thing. It's coming home, just to the wrong home.
That's why he's paid the big bucks, ladies and gentlemen.
Virgin Radio. Are you ready to go to Chicago?
This is so cool. This is all with Disney Plus, so it's an all-inclusive trip for two people to Chicago and a five-night stay at a five-star hotel.
This is so good,
it's
right?
It's my kind of town, Chicago. It's my...
What? So,
it's famous. Yeah.
So, the reason this is happening is, if you don't know, The Bear, which is one of the biggest shows, right? Season 3 is premiering on Disney Plus on June 27th. That's just in a few days.
Okay.
Yes. And the show itself takes place in Chicago.
Chicago.
So, they're celebrating the release of Season 3 with this trip.
I've been to Chicago twice.
I have never been.
First time I went to Chicago, do you want me to tell you what I did?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Watched Michael Jordan play.
So cool. Oh, that's nice.
My uncle Bashara, I was 14 years old. My uncle took me and his son, my cousin, to Chicago.
So cool.
We watched, listen to this, if you're an NBA fan, we watched the Pacers versus the Bulls. That was Reggie Miller.
Pacers, I've never heard of them.
Indiana Pacers.
Wow.
There we go, Britt. Not big in basketball,
Reggie
I get
Miller.
That. Reggie Miller versus Michael Jordan. I watched, we had the worst seats in the house, but they were great. I watched it. That was that.
Were you into it then?
I was obsessed with NBA when I was 14.
Oh, cute.
And then the second time was about 3 years ago. I went and spoke at a radio forum. Yeah. Do you remember they asked
radio
me to go? Yeah, Radio Days. And it's such a great city. You'll love it. Visually, it's a beautiful city. They call it the Windy City for memory.
That's right.
I had some great pizza. Got the deep dish Chicago pizza.
I would love to go try that.
Let's not have this conversation.
No, New York. Yeah, sure. But yeah, it's a great place. It's fantastic. So Disney Plus are giving you the chance to register right now. I need you on the phone.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're doing a little bit of Chicago trivia each day since we're sending you there. You should know a little bit about the city before you get there. Yeah. And we're celebrating The Bear Season 3 premiering June 27th. That's this week.
So call us right now. You'll be up against someone. Two of you playing up against each other. 0487155444. We'll have two of you on the phone. Whoever answers the question
first wins. Correctly. Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah, simple. Right. I can't believe I've never been to Chicago as the American, but Chris
is I can't believe you have never been. You know, the funny thing is, it's really cute and sad that Nala, they were talking to you about this. Nala's been doing a bit of work with Disney Plus.
This is funny. And are you going
to
say
They were talking to you about it. She was telling me about this. Go. What happened?
So we were in a meeting and they were discussing this trip and they were talking about The Bear. The Bear is one of my favorite shows and about the experience and Chicago and everything. And I thought they were talking about sending me. So the entire time in the meeting, I am smiling from ear to ear.
She's like, how am I going to get my visa, but I'm going to get it done.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to go there. And then she says, so this is for two listeners, like a listener. And I'm like, I try to play it cool as if I'm like, yay, so happy for them.
Listen, if you win this, maybe you and Nala can go to Chicago together.
Take Nala, yeah.
But maybe in 2026, because she's got to get a visa sorted.
Yeah, it'll take her a second, right?
Help me out, hopefully.
All right, I've got my Chicago Bulls music on. I have to.
Yeah, of course.
The Bear, go and check it out on Disney Plus. A trip to Chicago right now. Shannon, you're our first contestant. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Shannon, good luck. Where are you from?
I am from Texas.
Thought you were going to say Chicago. You're up against Zakir. Is it Zakir?
Zach. Yeah.
Zach.
It's Zach. Okay. All right, Zach.
Yeah, Z-A-K.
Why'd you put an R on it, Preetam? All right, Zach is on with us. Zach, where are you from?
I'm from the UK, Birmingham.
All right.
Birmingham.
Okay, mate.
Birmingham versus Texas.
There we go. Now we're going to ask you one question. You buzz in making a bear sound.
What does a bear sound like?
Whatever, however you want your bear to sound, that's how they sound. If it was me, I'd be, I'm smarter than the average bear.
Okay, so...
But it's at any type of bear that you like. Now let's hear each other's buzzers here. Shannon, let's hear your bear buzzer. And Zach, let's hear yours.
Raw.
Okay.
All right. Raw. First to buzz in gets to answer the question. If you get it right, will have a You'll have a 1 in 4 chance of winning this trip to Chicago with Disney Plus, all right?
Okay.
You both ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're both the most. You mean there's no energy here.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it. I'm just letting you know. All right.
Come on, guys.
This is my radio show, and I want entertaining radio. Well,
Chris, just relax, mate.
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask him again. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
That's the best we're gonna get.
Okay. Are we ready for the question?
Here we go. Ask the question. Buzz in first. Gets to answer it. Take it away.
Name a famous Chicago sports team.
Grr.
That is Shannon. That is Shannon. Name me the team.
Chicago Bulls.
It is the Chicago Bulls. Congratulations. Woo! Zach, I'm sorry, brother. You're not through. Shannon, you've got a 1 in 4 chance, courtesy of Disney Plus, courtesy of Bear. New season out. You could be there in Chicago, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Not working hard. We'll do it again tomorrow. You better come with your energy. Or I'm booting you off the show.
Okay.
That's it for us. Hopefully winning tomorrow. Another chance to go in the running to win a trip to Chicago as well. And the pop quiz returns at 7:10. Have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yellow bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.